Madam Chairman, Jeanette Thompson, Service Director for the Birmingham Community. Just one point for the public record. Under 10.3, given Councillor Cunningham's conflict, potentially you will be exercising any decision in relation to the lifts, because you can do that under the Constitution, under 14.6.
You must have heard him whispering in my ear as he went out the door. Councillor Hunter, item 12, back to you.
Thank you, kindly Chairman. We've already discussed the body of the report and a number of items within it, and I think that takes us to the current recommendations, in the sense that, as always, as in 2.1, we note the current position, and our preference has always been for a negotiated resolution. 2.2 notes the progress of potential alternative options to keep the museum open. But I think 2.3 could possibly be changed in a much better manner in the light of the fact that we are now, as said earlier, sort of 19 months down the line, and literally we're in a situation whereby we have yet another legal wrangle going on. I think the time has come not only to put the recommendation to council, but in principle, we actually look for a compulsory purchase order, but we now put our offer to HDH, Limited HDH Finance, on the table and actually suggest or state there is a deadline, a date to be adhered to. Now, I think that date ought to be fair, and I'll listen to colleagues, but probably something like the end of July will give them plenty of time to instigate their processes, whether it be an EGM or whatever manner, whether it's done online or whether it's done face-to-face. But I think we've now arrived at that point that I do personally don't believe that what we've got on the table now as a suggested solution, I think, is as far as we can possibly go as a council. And obviously our legal representatives have worked so hard to try and find a solution and look at the wording. And I know, and I see Mr. Roach look at me, and I can remember right back at the beginning the hours that he spent drafting an agreement that came back to him, which was his agreement with numerous additions, which weren't highlighted. And I dread to think how many hours that he had to spend to find the additions, but he did, so congratulations. And we've now arrived at the 3 points that they're literally not in agreement with. We thought we had arrived to a conclusion on 2 with a vague understanding on the 3rd. But I do believe now that we've got to a point that we ought to be putting that document on the table to HDH Finance, and actually say, here's an opportunity. If you have a will to bring this to an end, here it is. And obviously, the 2.4 is quite straightforward because it actually entails council's charities. I'll look at legal and I'll look at Mr. Scholes in case there's anything you wish to add.
In that case, as I understand what you have just said, Councillor Hunter, 2.1, you're happy with the wording.
Yep.
2.2, you're happy with the wording. 2.4, you're happy with the wording. But 2.3, in addition to what is down there, you're looking for suitable wording which will encompass two things. One, we are looking for a resolved date where the agreement is either resolved, and you're suggesting the last day of July. And the other thing we're looking for is, I get the quite distinct impression from the debate here this evening, that we are very supportive of looking at the suggestion of the second lift.
Probably correct, yeah.
Legal, obviously, this is quite important. I can put a set of words together myself, but I don't want a set of words where I've left a coach and horses to charge through the middle.
So, I think, Chair, in terms of the elements in relation to the lift and the provisions within the Constitution for undertaking that, as Mr. Thompson indicated earlier, they will be provisions given Councillor Cunningham's conflict of interest that can be exercised by yourself. So, in actual fact, there is not a requirement for a specific resolution from the Cabinet on that particular point, as it's included within the report. In relation to 2.3, I think maybe a very simple addition. At the end of the sentence in 2.3, which finishes off with a date, and in effect is that the negotiations do not enable an agreed purchase to be concluded by the 31st of July 2018. If the negotiations aren't concluded by that point in an acquisition made, then that triggers the referral onto council.
So that's the conclusion of the negotiations or signed agreement, because I think there's obviously a fundamental difference between the two.
It's concluding the purchase by 31st, so that would be agreement and transfer.
And I think that's why we referred to that particular wording in that resolution, Chair.
So, 2-3 members will be exactly the same as you have it here, with the addition by the 31st of July 2018. Yes, Councillor.
Yeah, Chairman, I can agree with that as well, no problem whatsoever. But I think it is important to note for public record that 2-1 says it confirms the continued preferences for negotiated settlement, and actually in 8.3, the second half of it, endorses that and strengthens that, and it said this in itself would not prevent an agreed purchase taking place, so that negotiations could still take place after the 31st July, but it's just actually setting in process that CPO order is what's important. I think it's also important for public record to remember that this is about a commercial transaction on 14 and 15 Brand Street.
Yes.
It is not about the operation of the Hitchin Town Hall, although I think that's been tried to draw into it anyway. It is purely about the commercial transaction on 14 and 15. The Town Hall is up and running and has been for over... It's been nearly 3 years now since we reopened the Town Hall. That's been quite successful. The museum is still running, albeit limited by the entrance, but the museum is up and running. I've been to a couple of exhibitions there. So I think it is really important to emphasise this is purely about a commercial transaction on that little bit of ground.
In that case, yes, Councillor Barnard.
Just on 2-1... I wondered, what is the difference between a negotiated resolution or a negotiated settlement? The recommendation is for a negotiated resolution.
Right. Words, resolution, settlement, what would the dictionary say is the difference?
Anthony Roach, Deputy Chief Executive. If there is going to be a negotiated agreement, everything gets tied in together. So. It's all part of the same deal, essentially. So if there's a deadline of 31st of July, that applies to all elements of the negotiation.
Thank you. Thank you.
In that case, then, members, I'd like to take you through the recommendations one by one. So 2.1, the Cabinet notes the current position in relation to the negotiations and confirms its continued preference is for a negotiated resolution. 2.2, that Cabinet notes the progress on the potential alternative options as detailed in this report to enable the museum to fully open. 2.3, that Cabinet recommends to Council that an initial in-principle resolution be made to acquire the former 14/15 Brand Street Hitchin by compulsory purchase in the event that the negotiations do not enable an agreed purchase to be concluded by the 31st of July 2018, and 2.4, that Cabinet note that approval of some elements of any settlement agreement may be required from the Cabinet subcommittee, bracket, council charities, close bracket. All members in favour of those four resolutions, please show. Thank you. That is carried. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.